Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, it was interesting yesterday. We saw a bit of a sell-off really across the board, but I do want to focus on U.S. equity markets. And a comment that you made to me as we were chatting off mic, just discussing what each of us are watching for the markets, you made the comment that you saw breadth as weakening generally for the overall markets. Now, my thought was that breadth was already very weak for these markets, as just a few stocks were technically holding them up. But in terms of what you're seeing, in terms of breadth, what's catching your eye in this weakening?
Sure, Corey. By and large, breadth has been okay. In terms of specifically the advanced decline numbers, it's been okay. It's been good enough to keep our quantitative models pointed higher from a risk perspective. I think that maybe the overall where the lagging breadth has been most noticeable has been in some of the broader indices like the value line, which tracks the median stock in the market well below. It's not just its February high, but even its June high. Even the Russell 2000, the small cap, the mid caps, still below those June highs. So that has been certainly a red flag, even as the advanced decline, specific advanced decline numbers have not been that bad. Now, earlier this week, we did see, especially on Monday, we saw big update in the indices, even as the advanced decline numbers were actually negative on the New York and almost negative on the Nasdaq. And that's the kind of day you usually see near, usually but not always, you see near market tops. But it doesn't, one that we wouldn't put a ton of stock into one day, but it is enough to get our attention, get our radar up, get, we put into the red flag category, as I mentioned to you, not enough yet to, take a lot of defensive action, but, enough to, certainly have our, get our antenna up. And, considering the fact that the broader market, the broader indices have already been lagging and hitting lower highs, that's just a another piece of the cautionary puzzle, I guess, in terms of participation not being as broad as we'd like in this rally.
So does that mean you're going more neutral, sitting on the sidelines, waiting for a bit more of a confirmation here? Or are you still holding your longs and just watching these warning signs?
Yeah, no, we're still following the game plan, same game plan, as long as our quantitative risk model is bullish, is positive, which it is. So we're still hanging on to our longs, which, you know, we espouse a relative strength based selection process. So we're keeping our maintaining our longs in those relative strength leading areas like technology, healthcare, biotech, gold miners, and basically staying away from those lagging areas like small caps and financials, energy, stuff like that, that has consistently been the way to go. You know, even we've maintained some short positions in those lagging areas, which has really worked out almost spectacularly well for the last several months, as those relative strength leaders have been moving higher and those laggers have been moving lower. Now, over the last 10 days or so, we've seen a bit of a mean reversion move. So some of the laggers holding firm and even bouncing a little bit, even as some of the leaders, you saw technology yesterday especially pulling back. But it's already a new high, all-time high ground. It's been extended a little bit. So no reason to panic right now that we're seeing a little bit of a pullback. There certainly is plenty of room to pull back and still maintain a constructive posture from a technical perspective. So nothing's changed yet. No major action based on our quantitative models yet in terms of becoming much more defensive. Just like I said before, more in the red flag category and stuff to monitor rather than any reason to make wholesale defensive moves.
So, Dana, in all fairness, this year has been a crazy year for the markets. There's still a whole lot of uncertainty when it comes to the economy and when it comes to shutdowns, if we're even going to get more shutdowns when it comes to the coronavirus. Plus, we have the election coming up. Boy, oh boy, there's still a lot of news that can drive these markets. And I think there's a lot of investors that are still worried about another just waterfall decline, something like we saw in March. How concerned are you of another event like that happening again this year?
I certainly would not discount it, especially what we're seeing from those lagging areas like the value line, the broad market, basically unable to move past some of the key resistance levels, some of the key retracement levels from the highs that we saw in January, February. Same thing with the financials and across the pond in Europe and some other international markets, unable to really move beyond that, you know, the bear market rally retracement status. So still remains a significant risk in terms of many of the sectors, many of the areas of the market. So I certainly would not discount the possibility of that happening again. In fact, I think it's probably a very good possibility. When that happens, I don't know. We're not seeing enough weakening in our quantitative models, and especially in those relative strength leading areas of the market. We should start seeing some chinks in the armor at least before we see any risk of a crash type scenario again. But I certainly would not discount the possibility of that happening again. In fact, I would probably put the odds at much greater than normal that we do see a substantial sell off like that again. It's just a matter of, you know, how far out it is when we get that.
All right, Daniel, let's talk about the gold miners, because it's even been a sector where you've been playing in. It's one of the lagging sectors one of the leading sectors, as you have mentioned. The argument being, though, that they are getting overbought, and we have seen a bit of a slowdown in that upward momentum as something like the gold price has actually picked up steam to the upside. How do you feel about, let's say, GDX right around this 40 to 41 level?
GDX, as you know, we've liked the gold miners for a while now. Still like them. We do not like chasing them higher, though. As we've talked about, around that 41, 42 level, we are taking some profits. But it doesn't mean we're not bullish still. It means we're a little bit extended. We're running into some key Fibonacci extension levels that we've had our eye on. I think the risk reward is not great at this level, but certainly we would be and are looking to add some more exposure to gold miners on a pullback. So if you're looking for a pullback, even towards like 35, 36, we'd be looking to add some more to GDX. Maybe we get down back closer to maybe a 30 even. We would certainly be more than happy to add some more exposure to GDX. But at these levels, we would certainly not be chasing.
Okay, fair enough. So just a general pullback, and even a pullback to say 34, 35 level, that is still very much a bull market, right? You're treating this like a bull market. It's just that bull markets, they go through natural correction.
Sure, nothing goes up, you know, in a straight line. Things get, from a longer term perspective, there's nothing that tells us it's not still an uptrend and can't suffer a decent pullback and still be in an uptrend. So from a shorter term perspective, we would prefer to wait for a better risk reward setup from an entry point down closer to that 35, 36 level, or even down around 30 before adding more exposure to GDX. But yeah, from a longer term perspective, there's nothing that we're looking at that suggests that this run has to be over anytime soon. So we're still treating it as a bull market, and for the most part, looking to buy the dips there still.
All right, Dana, good chatting with you, buddy. I'll post a link to one of your websites and to your Twitter feed where everyone can stay up to date on what you're watching and, even more importantly, some of the background data that you find is important for these markets and future moves. Always appreciate your time, Dana. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. You too.